Hi, you guys. Welcome to Cabernet and A.
Keegan Allen.
Hello, Cabernet and A.
Are you a wine drinker, Keegan?
I don't indulge. I enjoy people that do.
Mr. Norman Buckley, director of Pretty Little Lies.
Thank you for asking me.
The writers and Marlene know what the final word is going to be.
Absolutely. They're not making it up.
Does the actor who plays A know that he or she is playing A?
I can't answer that.
It was worth a shot.
Officer Barry Maple. Jim Titus!
I am drinking Cabernet right now.
So. Oh, yeah!
I'm about to bottle in, so don't get me into any trouble.
Cabernet and A.
Oh, hi, guys. It's Chelsea. Welcome to Cabernet and A. This is a quick little disclaimer intro. The podcast that you're about to hear is moderately more off the rails than usual. The rosé hit us pretty hard. I don't know what they were putting in it, but Kelly Noonan was our guest once again, and Sue and I, we had a real good time. So if you're a long-standing listener, fan, you know that we have a couple episodes each season, the premiere and the finale, where we have a big off-the-rails party. Well, this was kind of like a mini off-the-rails. This is like a mini surprise off-the-rails. So if this is your first time listening, listen to the rest of our body of work. Celebrate our entire catalog, and hopefully don't judge us just by this one. And if you are a long-time listener fan, then enjoy the ridiculousness that you are about to hear. Oh my god, you guys!
Hey, you guys!
Oh my god.
It's Cabernet and A!
Welcome to Cabernet and A.
That was like off the charts. I'm watching the levels, and we like off the charted clap right there.
Off the charts. Off to the people who don't like us yelling, sorry. To all the people who gave us reviews, thank you.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank
We've
you
gotten
for
some more
us.
Reviews, and you're amazing. We should do the intros first. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Sue's doing great. We're recording a little bit later than usual, so we're all on a little bit other level of been drinking, so strap in. First off, in addition to Chelsea White and Sue Fung, as always, we have Kelly Noonan!
Hello, Kelly! Go to Cal!
You're like our number one guest.
Guest host?
You're like when Regis Philbin wasn't, or when Kathy Lee wasn't there, and Regis Philbin's wife was always there.
Yeah,
oh,
you're
Joy,
basically
yeah,
like
you're our
Joy,
Joy
Philbin.
You're
like,
our
oh,
Joy
Philbin. That's like the nicest thing anyone's ever
oh
said about
God. I meant it as pure love, so that's good.
No, that's how I took it.
Okay, so Sue,
take
care
of
that
business. First and foremost, I'm going to apologize to everyone because I didn't live tweet and I forced Chelsea not to live tweet.
I tweeted like twice. I cheated a little bit.
Yeah,
we didn't really live tweet.
The funks are having, we're in a bit of a funk, not to be crazy. I've got some crazy family drama. I'm holding my eye as it twitches as I talk about it.
Aww.
I can't talk about it now because it's a legal issue, but I
So you're dealing with a lot today.
Yeah. It's been a tough day. It's been a tough day.
You're having like a Hannah Marin kind of day.
She's having
yeah.
a little bit of a Hannah
like
Marin.
Like Hannah Marin
and I are like eye to eye, and then seeing Spencer's flashback was just all too real. Jeff Buckley reference for those who love him. but some good news is next week, even though Pretty Little Liars is abandoning us the way
Whoa.
That like maybe
no,
some loved one. So we're gonna be here for you. We're gonna meet and redo the Katie Campa.
We're gonna bring back
episode,
Katie Campa, and we're not going to get too
too fucked up
to function.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Katie Campa is also my co-host for Limited Time Offer at QED Astoria every third Thursday of the month.
Shout out!
Yes, come see
NYC
me.
Local.
Host and Katie Campa do a bunch of time. She's a great comedian.
So next week we'll be here for you.
Next week we'll be here for you with Katie Campa. And then thank you everyone for reviewing us. You can review us and subscribe on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher. Give us Reddit and Twitter shoutouts and email us your theories. Like us on Facebook where we're serving some deep cuts.
Yeah.
And we are drinking. I'm going to give a shout out to our...
Where'd that bottle go?
Well, I threw it away. Charles and Charles Rosé.
We were drinking Charles and Charles Rosé.
And we didn't even know!
We didn't even know. I bought it just because it was the only screw top rosé that was in the refrigerator.
Just get... You need to get some of that
alcohol. There was one other screw top, but it was only 10%. So I was like,
it was the highest alcohol percentage screw top rosé in the refrigerator. Yeah,
as you know.
And that's why I bought it.
And as it was, you know, Charles and Charles it. Rosé.
That was so crazy. I had a
meltdown when I realized it.
Flipped out.
I was like, Charles and Charles!
I didn't opt for that because I needed Cabernet, and I went to the old standby, Gato Negro, which I had a bottle of the Merlot last night by myself, because I'm having the best week ever, guys. By the way, funks are in the funk. Yeah, so I had a whole bottle of Merlot and felt no feelings, and it was great. And also good.
That's why we drank.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know... We're Spencer Hastings our lives, and it's okay.
I think we should also shout out the snacks that Kelly Noonan just ran next door to buy.
I got way so much cheese.
And then Kelly found a particular brand of cheese that is wrapped in prosciutto.
It's like a fruit roll-up, but with like meat and cheese together.
And Chelsea walked in, she was like, "What is that?" And I was like, it's heaven. It's cheese and meat together. Like, this is the best day ever.
So we're living our best lives. Also, tonight they had fireworks here in historic Wheaton. Yeah. So we also took a little fireworks break and went
during
up on the
rewatch.
Roof to watch. Yeah, during the rewatch of PLL, we went up to the roof to watch a little fireworks. And okay, so this is a long business, but before we get into it, just super, super quick, our fans who we love, and I love shouting out, but then I also always have, like we were talking earlier, so like Catholic guilt, because then I'm like, there's a million of you guys that's a huge exaggeration. There's like 11 of you, but there's a lot of you that emails and treat us, and we love you, and this is
all the theories and all the wonderfulness.
It's so amazing.
And everyone who reaches out, like, please don't think that we're being dicks by not calling you out. I love you. I want to hug you.
I try to, like, write down, like, as we interact. I know. I try to be good about being like, oh, these are the people I interact with, and write it down. But, you know, listen, we love you all. But this was, like, I think from actually last week, at Lauren R. H., I think I spelled it wrong. I think it's Lauren R. Jacobs. She was tweeting us last week that she, like, just discovered us. So welcome to the safe space, Lauren. And then at Levi Mosby, super fan. We've been, like, chatting with you throughout the week. And you had a lot of good theories that you're emailing us. And we love and appreciate it.
And Levi's just been a great supporter, and we appreciate that.
Levi's amazing. And also, Liz at Eliza L. McMullen, Liz, we love you. You tweet us a lot, and we've been emailing. And also, what were we emailing about this week? Oh, she emailed us because she was like, where can I get the tippy ringtone? I actually had a lot of people tweeting at us last week and being like, where can I get your tippy ringtone that accidentally went off during the podcast last week? And I made it myself. And then finally, Danielle also emailed, and we were chatting about, she had a cool theory that what if... I mean, I guess she had a lot of theories, but then the one part that stuck out to me is, why are we all sort of like assuming that Charles is actually Kenny D's, and what if actually Charles is Peter's son, right? I mean, like, we all love an Uber A Peter Hastings.
Can't get enough of that.
You can't ever get enough. So you guys, thanks for sticking with us through that 10 minutes of business. I feel like it was entertaining that we talked about meat cheese.
Meat cheese, everybody.
Who doesn't like a good meat cheese chat?
Guys, everybody, listen, go just out to your local grocer
right now
and demand meat cheese.
Okay, so let's talk about the show tonight.
I love everyone who's still listening. I genuinely want to hug you with my
Our hardcore ones are as drunk as us and are loving every minute. Drunk on a Wednesday morning. On their commute to work. They're super fucking drunk.
Also,
they're
drunk on a Wednesday morning.
Kelly, keeping it real.
What did you say? I said, also, you have a problem.
Oh my god, it took me 45 minutes this morning to go 5 subway stops. And I
It wasn't because she was
myself.
Drunk either.
I wasn't
somebody
even
died on the train? Somebody told me there was a dead person on the train today.
Today?
Yeah, today. Like, somebody was late to the salon, and that's why...
Somebody was not on the tracks, but, like, on a train and died?
Yeah.
On the NQ?
I like that Kelly.
I don't know what train it was.
It happens.
I don't know what train it was. It was just a client that was really late to the salon, and she said that there was a dead passenger on the train.
I'm going to Google, did someone die on the N train today? While you guys talk about Veronica Hastings going to Curves. Go.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that was great.
Wait,
how did I miss that?
It was the very beginning. No, you remember. It was.
Yeah, you commented on it. Veronica Hastings going to Curves.
Because Aria and Spencer were on the phone this episode.
Right.
And Spencer was bitching about her mom, and she was just like, I don't even want to hear. Like, my mom just got back from, like, lifting dumbbells at Curves. I got a ducker. And it was kind of great. It was so suburban.
That realness. Made me really happy because my mom goes to Curves. It just was, like, a connection, you know?
It felt Pennsylvania realness.
That's Pennsylvania realness.
Was the Hershey Park shout-out.
The Hershey Park shout-out. That made me really excited. As a person who was, like, born and raised in Pennsylvania.
Tonight's episode I was very looking forward to because all the promos looked scariest. Creepy AF, and it was, like, so awesome. And I gotta admit, I've been loving this season, but tonight's episode is not my favorite. It was kind of a little bit pure poo-poo.
I think it was a dip for me.
It was a little poo-poo.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it was poo-poo, but it wasn't as great as the rest of season.
I think you're both riding Sweet Lady H, because I don't understand.
What does that mean?
Heroin.
Oh, yeah, that's not it.
So, there was so many answers. First of all, we got confirmed that Leslie is a cuckoo banana.
Oh, you're right. I did like that.
We also got confirmed that, like, maybe there was somebody else in the house with them.
I like that.
There was, like, a lot of stuff that I feel
like
we learned.
I did like the Maddie from Dance Moms thing.
Oh, God.
Maddie
Can we
from
talk
Dance
about
Moms.
That?
Let's just,
the
like,
top
start
of the
there.
Episode. It was insane.
Yeah,
I'm going to have nightmares about
it
that. It felt like Abby Lee Miller choreographed it, and then Chelsea was like, I don't know, because... And then she dropped the
fucking bomb.
Guys, I'm friends with Chelsea, White, and I you guys are too.
I've been friends with her
point.
For what, like 13 years?
And she hasn't told us yet that she competed against Abby Lee Miller. Drop the mic. Everyone just fucking die for a minute.
Well, I'm from Clarion, Pennsylvania, which is, like, about an hour and a half north of Pittsburgh. And so, yeah, and I danced, like, most all my life. And we always compete. I mean, like, everybody knew Abby Lee Miller's dance studio in Pittsburgh. And at every competition, I mean, they would slay, and we would always compete against them. Yeah, I don't know. It's not like I, like,
don't
had drinks
act
with
like
her.
This is like, oh, and then I got turkey for a sandwich on, like, lunch day. Or that made no sense, guys. I'm sorry.
I got turkey for sandwich on lunch.
All right, everybody. Let's just give me a pass, because I'm cuckoo bananas, crazy, tons of fun family drama. Let's just cut this while I'm eating cheese.
No, we're not gonna cut it. I'm like crying.
That's the funniest thing ever.
I had turkey for sandwich on lunch day.
No, the funniest thing that I ever heard. All right, so true story. Chelsea and I, before we started Cabernet and A, did a podcast of our friends about Pretty Little Liars. It was our friend Lauren Mall's podcast about TV.
Oh, yeah, Sex Pizza.
And we did Sex Pizza, where I lost it, because we talked about the episode of Pretty Little Liars, where they got the coffin, the baby coffin, delivered.
The baby coffin. That was
and
awesome.
I just,
baby coffin
like,
was huge.
I could not keep, like, Lauren had to delete a half hour of the episode where I just couldn't stop laughing, because... I just kept imagining, like, Mrs. Hastings being like, Spencer, your baby coffin's on the table. How many times do I have to tell you not to leave baby coffins on the living room table? It was just so ridiculous to me. And the most ridiculous thing happened since then. Tonight, Clark asked Aria, he's like, do you want to go... take photos of the abandoned junkyard? You just asked a girl who has been in captivity for almost a month to go to a fucking abandoned junkyard? Why don't you just be like, hey, you want to go to Knive Castle?
Hey, I have this van. There's some candy in it. Do you want to get in there?
And Sue was laughing so hard we had to pause.
Yeah, I couldn't take it. It was just like, you might as well have been like, you ever seen 50 Shades of Grey? Can I lock you in a fucking closet or what? Like, it was just like the creepiest, most horrible pickup line ever.
And then she's like, oh yeah, cool. Let me take some pictures of some weird dolls.
Oh, yeah, she went.
Her response was, only one thing. Can I pick up my camera?
Like, you're the creepiest. Like, no wonder you got molested.
Wait,
Ari got molested?
Well, by Ezra.
Oh. Oh, snacking
her? Yeah, like, he was like, that statutory thing. Psh. Well, in Pennsylvania, it's 16. So
I know. I researched that.
It was
that.
Love.
I researched that when I was love. I researched that, but it's still illegal because he's her teacher.
Yeah. Oh,
because when I was, as a fellow Pennsylvanian,
yes,
I remember when
out.
I was growing
shout
up.
Shout out to all the Pennsylvanians.
PA. When I remember there was a huge scandal where some, like, 16-year-old, which is legal in Pennsylvania, but had an affair with her teacher, and it was, like, this huge scandal. I'm pretty sure he went to jail.
Interesting.
Although I don't actually know for certain.
But they started their affair before.
Supposed to fact check these. A
lot of gray areas. But anyway. So anyways, back to Pretty Little Liars.
Let's talk about
we're talking, guys, let's be honest. We're talking to each other and not anyone
else. I have
listening.
So many notes, though, because this is one of
my
favorite episodes.
Go to the notes.
Go to the notes. Go to the notes. Go to the notes. Go, go, go.
Spencer has obvious undiagnosed anxiety issues.
Mm-hmm.
And pot helps him, okay?
that was, like, a big thing, yeah.
We were talking about that, like, how Dean was like, listen, Spencer, like, you know, doing this is, like, not really gonna, I forget what
well,
he said, no,
it's
not gonna
she
help.
Was like, if I have anxiety and I can't sleep at night, like, if I have a cookie and I'm not anxious and I can sleep, like, what's the harm in that?
And he's like, that's not how it works. And we
were
like,
it's exactly
actually,
how it works.
Actually, you're describing the definition of how it works. So,
like, I mean, I'm not a smoker. I don't smoke, but it's better than taking Xanax and freaking Ambien, like, which is what they would prescribe you if you went to a doctor. Like, those things are more dangerous than, like, eating a pot cookie.
Amen. Yeah. And tangentially, we were also talking about this. I love the shade that Hannah's throwing at Spencer doing a little bit of pot.
I feel like she'd be the last one to care.
Yeah. I don't like the shade they throw at each other in the judgment.
Well, I think that she needs to. I think that after Spencer was totally, like,
yeah, judged her for the drinking, yeah.
She was the Judge Judy Susie Orman of drinking, where she was just like, you can't have any of that. You are drinking by your problems. And Hannah was just like fucking having some bourbon before homeroom. We have all done it. Okay. Maybe just me. Maybe I was just that person. Shout out to Virginia, my my high school friend who shouted out the podcast, who knows that that's a true story.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Virginia.
And bourbon before homeroom?
That's pretty badass. My dad was the principal, so I did not get away with any things like that.
I didn't drink in high school.
I didn't even drink hardly in college.
Kelsey, I know this. I went to college with you.
Guys, this
we
is
went to college together.
Kelly and I went to college together. For all
this
of you.
Neither of us drank.
And look at us now.
Drinking
look
all
at us
time.
Now. I never did bourbon before homeroom, but I did do bourbon before your ex-boyfriend's wedding in Central Park.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have said his name out loud.
It's fine. I'll edit it out. But, yeah,
it's
at his
fine.
Wedding,
he doesn't listen to this.
I met,
he knows who's my ex-boyfriend. Hi, Jimmy.
A bunch of us met up in Central Park, like, an hour before the wedding started to
wasn't
just, like, drink
like
whiskey.
Wasn't it, like, 11 a.m.?
Yes! I like that you woke up early and you got drunk.
No, I mean,
well, okay. I should preface, he got married on my birthday, so come on.
Oh,
okay. So, anyways, continuing talking about Pretty Little Liars.
Yes.
Which we have for 2% of this podcast.
Spencer has arty as fuck dreams. I mean, that was some, like, So You Think You Can Dance, Abby Lee Miller realness.
I love that.
Beautiful choreography.
I love that. I love Natty. I just wish that she was dancing like that throughout the whole episode. I think it would have been really cool if she was like a perpetual hallucination that was there throughout the whole thing, doing like weird interpretive dance.
Yeah, it should have been like, do they still have like picture-in-picture TV?
Yeah.
It should have just like been that. Like the episode's happening, or you can like direct your attention to the like picture-in-picture of Maddie.
Yeah. Or if she was just following Spencer around, like being symbolic of her like mental decline and like doing weird dances, I would have been on board with that one. I'm Harlan King. Get on board.
I'm Harlan King. Okay, we also, my next note is no new friends. What is the point of new friends? Which we talk about every week. That's like,
well, clearly in this case it's diversity. Which, I mean, it's not like
it
this,
is a,
that
yeah.
wasn't a problem on the show, so.
But it does feel like it's a... Did you guys ever watch the Mr. T show where it was like a Saturday morning cartoon, and then at the end there was like Mr. T, like they were doing gymnastics or something during the day, and then at the end Mr. T would like give them a lesson at a park bench.
Yeah,
and everyone would be
familiar.
Like, all right, Mr. T, and he'd be like, don't be a fool. don't hate people who are different. And you'd be like, yay, you get it, Mr. T.
Like, it felt very similar where it was like, oh, Lorenzo is here? Oh, Lorenzo? Like, I was just like
why does Mr. Daniels hate
why
him?
Is Kenny D?
Kenny D had, like, what's some anger issues.
Because, like, really, like, if I were a father and my daughter was Allison De Laurentiis, I would want her to be dating a police officer or an FBI agent, probably, or some sort of army guy.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what I would want.
But his daughter was being shady to the cops, and it was like, oh, now this is the cop that you want? Like, I think he knows that she has a past of banging cops.
Wait, she does?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right, because there's, like, the whole Holbrook weirdness that we're not quite sure.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
there.
They brought that up and then dropped it.
That was, like, over.
Mm-hmm. Wilden?
So that might be her baby daddy.
Presumably.
Oh, right.
We don't know, like,
right,
how involved they were
right.
in KMA. But speaking of Kenny D, this was the first time we've ever seen him, like, speak ill of his daughter. Like,
yeah.
To me, when he's like, well,
great
own
point.
It, bad behavior, whatever, whatever.
Yeah,
like, this
it was
is,
like,
that's
you're
literally
a bitch,
the first
be
time
ready to deal with being a bitch.
That he wasn't,
right.
like, licking her butthole. Just being like, my daughter is the most perfect daughter that ever lived.
Right. That is some Charles gross.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I think he's pissed because she called him out on the Charles stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically...
Yeah.
She did. Like, she kind of, like, he'd never been one to experience her, like, Allison, like, bitchiness, and he finally did. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, good point.
But Allie's a good girl because she goes to church all the time.
Yeah, she goes to
That's
church.
That's all she
so
does now.
Great.
Can we talk about how stupid those tattoos were? And what the fuck is up with Sarah Harvey and I hate her?
Okay. Everybody hates
Sarah things.
We all hate Sarah Harvey.
Does
we all
not
hate
her?
Tweet us.
Yeah.
Tweet us if you don't
right.
hate Sarah Harvey.
Can I,
you don't
can I
hate...
run down my Sarah Harvey things?
Yeah.
Because I had a bunch.
Yes.
So, Mom Harvey is an alcoholic. Emily finally got a shower.
well,
she's talking
been
to
in
her.
A while.
And then, Emily's Emancipation Proclamation for Sarah. Where she's like, girl, you gotta free yourself.
And
that
she did it in, like,
weird.
15 minutes, which is so...
It's
it aggravates me how that, like, that wouldn't be, like, a years-long legal.
It's
well,
just insulting. I mean, give it, like, a couple of days.
Well, then I wrote the Emancipation... Like, then I thought of it, like, a lot, like, a Lifetime movie. Like, a lot of this felt very Lifetime, which I'm all about television for women. The Emancipation of Sarah Harvey with guest star Caleb. And, things are hard. Let's just give up. Is the new Sarah Harvey? It joins the Sarah Harvey catchphrase collection.
Oh my God!
Besides,
yeah.
I need another shower. I'm gonna go take a shower. Her new catchphrase is, maybe we should just go home.
Yeah.
Like she's just like, things are hard. Let's just give up.
Yeah.
Like there was like one second where like Caleb was just like, oh, you need a job, and she was just like, we should just give up. We've hit a roadblock.
I'm feeling mild pushback. We should just leave.
Yeah.
We just stop.
It was just insane.
Is it that the actress is terrible? Why I hate her so much? Is
She's,
it part of it?
I believe it's a combination. It's a trifecta of the
okay.
actress being moderately annoying.
That actress and the actress that plays Leslie, I'm just like, what is, are you an actor? Like, I don't understand.
It does feel a little bit like summer acting camp, like,
yeah.
like a
yes.
final project. And also, it's very just new level of bizarre that Emily gives any fucks about Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah,
mean, it's
like,
just,
why?
I don't know where they're going with that and why.
Like, there's nothing redeeming about her
no.
character.
Well, I just feel like it's a weird, like, it's almost like a trope of lesbianism at this point where it's like, we're living together, now we're a couple, now we're in love, now we stay together. Like, it was, like... I feel like it's an ugly stereotype of lesbianism, almost.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, what do you bring on the second date at U-Haul,
like,
kind of
yeah.
thing?
Like, yeah. it's like, we're on a second date, now I'm gonna get tattooed, and now we're living together.
What the fuck was that?
Let's go back
I
to the tattoos.
Over
so,
that
of fucking course, Emily got a Japanese character tattoo.
Why did she do
of
that?
Well,
it hurt
did.
Me in my
First
heart.
Of all, I wrote, free as a bird... The Lost Beatles song / the Sarah Harvey
Free
tattoo.
As a bird.
Yeah, John Lennon.
That was the worst tattoo I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
And it,
but more
is, like,
bird symbolism.
Dead in the middle, like in the dead center in her back. But on her spinal cord.
Also, like, the tattoo artist was Leslie's Harley Davidson riding tattoo cousin.
Right. Artist. She was like the Joan Jett cousin of Leslie.
Yeah, it was very weird.
She definitely
And then she was like, maybe you should get it on the good China.
Which is a great vagina
oh
reference.
Oh my god.
Like, that was like another moment where I was like,
good
Chelsea.
China. I like that. I like that.
We good need China to for we need to pause it so I can fucking clap it up for good China.
I like that.
I'm gonna use that all
yes,
the time.
No, that is classic.
In bed.
Yeah.
Are no. You looking for the good China?
Oh, did you want to eat off to good China? Well, that's gonna be extra.
That is
guys.
P.S. Cop is in a story tonight, and he's been Snapchatting me all night.
Wait, speaking of cop, I also might meet up with Firefighter
tonight. Tonight?
Yeah. Well, because
what a
I
treat.
Told him I was going to be in Astoria.
Oh
and
my
he was
God.
Like, I have to play a softball game, but I'll text you if I'm back in time. Sarah Harvey seems so detached from reality. She seems like tangential to sanity.
Ball.
Like, I don't understand like the relationship between her and Allison. I really thought Emerson was going to happen this season. He really didn't.
Yeah, I'm glad, though. You're
really?
Into it.
You and
I know.
Like teenage Emerson. Lesbians are just
I don't know why I'm into
guess.
It. Am I...
I don't know. I just hate Allison, so...
I feel like there
I
are a
Allison
lot
too.
Of unhealthy... Like, all the ships can go except for Haleb, and it just, like...
Which, also,
wait,
why
all
are
the
they trying to break
what?
Up Haleb?
Who is?
I mean, Hannah's
yeah.
pushing away Caleb.
What? No.
You saw last week. Last week she was. She was like, I need some space.
And I was like,
yeah.
bitch,
I
a container store, but not here. This is
yeah.
ridiculous. He's the best boyfriend you'll ever get in your life.
I know. Hannah and Caleb forever.
Do we talk about how Leslie called Hannah a bag of hair yet?
Yeah, what was
no,
that?
No, that was real fun.
Well, great.
That was such a Pennsylvania colloquialism for me.
I think so.
Because my sister
really?
Always talks about that girl is dumb as a bag of hair.
Yeah, no, I've heard that.
I think what I should do is at
but
the beginning of this podcast, school, when we're so. Done, and tomorrow morning when I'm sober, I'll just be like, hello. What you're about to hear is going to be mostly intolerable. And like,
but
it's your choice.
So many notes.
Wait,
we'll
go back to the
notes.
Go back to the notes, yeah.
Kelly, I need to do some more.
Yeah.
All right, so Charles is dead because he donated organs.
That really disappointed me.
Who is the Maddie Ziegler? Why do we care about her character?
I have a thought.
Go, Kelly.
Go.
What if she was Spencer? Young Spencer.
What?
What if Spencer was...
Wait, did you hear that? That was my brain exploding. Keep talking.
Or me eating chips.
Right, because, like, why would Spencer be haunted by this? Like, what if that was... What if Spencer was at
in Radley
when she was younger?
Oh,
wow.
God!
And
wow.
what if that girl was her own self?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
That's what I thought. Because
then
when
so
she looked
huge.
At that picture of Maddie from Dance Moms, like, on the poster, and it was, like, good nutrition or something like that, and she was, like... Who is this
girl?
And why would this girl be haunting her? Like, maybe it's her.
I love
even
that.
Said that, like,
I love that.
If there's ever a remake of Pretty Little Liars, Maddie should be Spencer. Because I feel like they're...
They look really similar. Like, that could definitely be something that she blocked out.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I
that,
mean?
Of course, they would bury, of course.
And, of course, they would pretend that that never happened.
Mm-hmm. But here's the real question.
Hmm.
Which of them had... A sandwich turkey on lunch day. I don't even know what he said anymore.
The turkey for sandwich on lunch day.
Baby coffin. Junkyard. Nothing made me lose my shit more than the junkyard.
The Junkyard is crazy.
It's just like...
I like Clark. I'm on board with Clark. I'm not...
I don't dislike Clark as a person.
I'm
I just don't like him as a new friend.
With...
We didn't talk about the A scene, which was the most amazing A scene in a long time.
I mean, there's so
Tennis Ball
putting,
Aria.
Tennis Ball Aria.
So how is Aria so connected to A?
I was just shocked because, like, Emily usually gets the brunt of everything.
But Aria, I don't know. Aria, like, kills me. Like, if Aria's not somehow involved...
It's gonna be a disappointment.
I'm just gonna literally rip my hair out, which is everything. Like,
I
so
agree.
I just...
I feel like Arya hates Allie and so does A, so they're somehow connected, and then Arya turned Allie. On A.
But A, I think but Allie's A's favorite.
I think there's a side of Arya that we don't know.
Sorry, Allie's A's favorite.
I don't think A loves Allie either.
I think he's obsessed with Allie. To me, like, the biggest mystery in the whole series is why the fuck do you give a shit about any of these girls?
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, even any of, like, the possible, like, Charles was put in Radley. Like, why do you give a fuck about Emily?
Yeah.
Like, why do you care about Emily at all, Charles?
Why was Emily so fucked up?
Yeah. Like, why do you care about Hannah? Like, why do you care about any of them?
It's true.
So, it's like, it doesn't never really make sense. So, it makes sense. Him being, he or she being obsessed with Allison, being connected to Allison, and that being her kind of like circle.
Yeah.
And just seeing them as like the plastics, if you will.
Yeah.
And that's like really the only thing that makes sense because, like, otherwise, like, what did any of them do to you?
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of what I always, you know, I feel like there's no other explanation other than. There's a connection with A and Allie, and the other girls are almost just, like, collateral damage.
Along the ride, right.
Because, yeah.
But who's A? I really like the idea of A being Charles's surrogate mother.
Oh, I love that.
I love that idea.
I'm totally on board with that. And I think, so if A is not Charles' surrogate mother, mm-hmm. I don't know if I can say that Sarah Harvey is A, but Sarah Harvey is not who we think she is.
Mm-mm.
So if we thunder Cabernet Sue, who's A?
Leslie.
Fair enough. Okay. Thank you for going this especially Cabernet wine-soaked journey with us. We love you all. We will see you next week, even though there's no Pretty Little Liars. We will be here with Katie Campa watching a TBD episode. Bye.
Bye.